Republican lawmakers are talking about cutting road projects by $500 million over the next 2 years to lower the transportation borrowing that Governor Scott Walker proposed in his budget plan.
Cutting that money from transportation would slow road projects statewide. It would also have an impact on the quality of many roads, according to an analysis by the Walker administration.
Here now to explain what's going on with transportation funding is Jason Stein, state government reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Jason, good to talk to you again.
Hi, Rob. Good to be here.
So what exactly are Republicans in the legislature calling for when it comes to cutting this borrowing on transportation?
Well, I wish I knew exactly what that was. I mean, right now, they're kind of all over the map. The reason I wrote about that $500 million proposal is there seems to be substantial support for cutting at least that level. And as luck would have it, there was a good report or at least a complete report about what the potential impacts of that would be. So, that's where we're at right now. But lawmakers are everywhere from $350 million, Republican lawmakers, up to, $1.3 billion. So it's really all over the map.
And so the core of this dispute, if you will, is between Governor Walker calling for borrowing and no new revenue, gas tax increases, that sort of thing. Republicans saying we're not up for that much borrowing. Is that pretty much where this all comes from?
That's right. And you have, a number of Republican lawmakers who are open to the idea of raising vehicle registration fees in order to, keep borrowing from rising too much. And then you have even a few Republicans that are open to gas tax increases. And you have the governor saying that he wouldn't, he won't do either.
So it could happen if the people on joint finance and the legislature at large did this, said, okay, we're going to change the budget, we're going to add these tax increases in, that could be line item vetoed by the governor potentially.
Correct. In fact, I mean, I think the governor's made clear that he would do that, in which case, there would need to be, a veto override, which has not happened in Wisconsin in a very long time. So that's left, Republicans looking very seriously at these spending cuts of, again, $500 million or more.
Talking to Jason Stein from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about transportation funding in the state budget. Governor wants to borrow. Legislative leaders, Republican leaders in the legislature don't want to borrow as much as he does, maybe way less. So what gives? And Jason Stein, what we're hearing might give is road projects. So what kind of things are on the table for delays if these funding cuts are made?
Right. So it depends on how deep you cut. But if you cut at the level of $500 million over the next 2 years, then what you're looking at is probably no immediate impact on the Zoo interchange in Milwaukee, which is the state's busiest interchange, handling about 350,000 cars a day. But other so-called major highway projects around the state could be impacted. Highway 18-151, southwest of Madison, some of that work could be pushed back 2 years, the completion date. Another Highway 10-441 up by Appleton could get pushed back 2 years. The impacts on the state's rehab work on roads, which is like repaving roads or going all the way down to the dirt and completely resurfacing the road, that work would also suffer. And for that reason, the state DOT has said that if you do this for 10 years, the amount of roads, highways rated as poor would double in the state.
And that's, you said, the $500 million cut level, and you mentioned numbers.
Right.
Some people are throwing around like $800 million, over a billion, the full package in effect. So how much more would that do to the road funding situation?
So one thing that it would do is if you go beyond $500 million, then you're going to start impacting the completion date of the Zoo interchange. There are also going to be with the $500 million cuts, and even more so with some of the other, the higher level, you'd have more and more impacts in southeastern Wisconsin, which has a number of major projects going. So, you know, things like you'd have delays in finishing the renovations of the Hone Bridge. You'd have delays in the Interstate 94 north-south project between Milwaukee and the state line, in the I-94 east-west segment that's on, you know, to the west of Milwaukee. So again, you know, these would be cuts or delays that would impact every part of the state.
I want to listen to a clip of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss talking about Governor Walker's proposal to borrow transportation money. We'll give a listen.
We could hobble along for another couple of years, do Governor Walker's plan to borrow all this money, but eventually our credit card is maxed out and we are going to have a big, hard decision with very few options. I would rather have an adult conversation now about what the appropriate level of spending is. Do we need to have roads? I think we do. I think they are the way to grow our economy.
So, Jason, we had been talking about the impact these changes would have on the roads. Speaker Voss worried about the impact of borrowing in this budget and carrying that plan out to the future. Why are Republican lawmakers concerned particularly about borrowing for transportation funding?
The reason they're concerned is we have seen a real substantial increase in the amount of in the share of our state's road fund that goes to just making debt payments. So sort of the equivalent to a family would be the share of the family income that goes to paying the mortgage, you know, also maybe paying off the car payment. Before, you know, in the late 90s, it was less than a dime on the dollar in terms of for every dollar we took in, less than a dime of that in the road fund went to paying down debt. Now, today, we are at like, 22 cents, something like that, and we'd be at about 25 cents or a quarter on every dollar 2 years from now if we went through with the governor's plan as proposed. So then you start to really get a pretty substantial impact in that a lot of the money that you're paying at the pump when you're paying your gas taxes just end up going to paying off loans.
Now, moving away from the roads a bit into the politics here, Jason, an unusual amount of disagreement, it seems like, between our Republican Governor Scott Walker and Republican legislative leaders. Is it unusual to see this intra-party dispute?
Yes. I mean, this is definitely more differences between the governor and the Republican Assembly than we saw over the past 4 years in Walker's first term. And this roads budget is really ground zero for their disagreements and their differences. So much so that, you know, Robin Voss, who we heard earlier, floated the idea in a private meeting with the governor on Wednesday of last week. He told the governor, hey, if we can't get any new revenue here, we might have to cut all $1.3 billion of that borrowing that you've proposed, Governor. And what I was told by Republican sources and reported was that the governor responded that, well, that wouldn't be what I'd want to do, but if you give me that bill, I'd be willing to sign it. So, I mean, sort of saying, if you are bold enough to go there, Mr. Speaker, I'll be bold enough to sign it. You know, no one expects either one of them to end up doing that, but it does sort of underline what the potential consequences are here for the state.
And this is one of the last items that's really putting the brakes on completing the whole budget, right?
Absolutely. Yep. There are several things left. There's how we finance if we add public money to a new arena for the Milwaukee Bucks professional basketball team. There is the roads budget. And then along with a lot of other cats and dogs that will turn up in the final motion that we don't know about. There's a prevailing wage repeal or overhaul, and that law kind of mandates a minimum salary for public works projects in Wisconsin and does have some link to the transportation budget.
Before I let you go, Jason, a lot of the controversial budget items have constituencies for and against or who are affected, but it's just part of the people. Roads seems to be a really sensitive issue for politicians because it's something that almost everybody has a stake in. If you start to see the roads go bad, the politicians
right.
feel the heat. Is that part of why this is so contentious?
Yeah, absolutely, because there's a really local element to this. No lawmaker wants to come back home and say, oh, that road that you really hate the fact that it's ripped up, Rob, well, guess what? I voted a way that's going to make it stay ripped up for two more years. You know, that's not really something that anyone wants to come back and say. You know, the other hand is, though, that politicians also particularly Republicans have been very focused on financial issues, and they also feel, you know, many of them, that they cannot vote for this much borrowing. So we'll see what happens.
Jason, thanks a lot for joining us.
My pleasure, Rob.
That was Jason Stein, state government reporter at the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, with us to talk about the budget debate, still open debate over state transportation funding and how it could affect road projects around Wisconsin.